Hello and welcome to Crosstalk with your hosts, Martha Lee, Bill McMillan Sr., and Adam A., a podcast dedicated to encouraging and pointing people to Christ through the power of testimony, to provoke you to find your calling in the Lord. Hebrews 10:24 says, "Let us consider one another to provoke unto love and good works." This podcast is brought to you by Cornerstone Ministries New Life Church. So join us on this journey to reach the world for Christ, starting in our own backyard. We pray you enjoy the podcast and it blesses and encourages you. And may you grow in His Word and Spirit.
Welcome to Crosstalk. Our guest today is Sam and Krista Cooper. We're thrilled to have you guys. Welcome.
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 Glad to be here.
We're glad to have you.
We're thrilled to have you today, and I'm going to go ahead and ask you the first question. You guys can answer whenever you want. When did you guys get saved?
I grew up in church. My dad was a pastor and founding pastor of a church, and I came to faith in Christ for myself probably about 15 years ago through a health scare of our daughter. And the Lord seemed to show Himself real to me at that time, and really got to know Him through that and opened my eyes to my need for Him at that time. But I would say it was 14 or 15 years ago I started getting real serious with Jesus and saw my need for Him and dedicated my life to Him. And it's been ups and downs along the way, obviously, but that would be the time when I got real with Jesus and he got real with me.
Amen.
Amen.
How about you, Krista?
I was about 12 or 13. I had a much different upbringing from Sam, but I didn't grow up in church, but I didn't grow up out of church. We were kind of like Easter and Christmas, and
we were.
My parents would take me to vacation Bible school in the summer at a local church that we had in our town. But I can remember always having the knowledge of the Lord, even though it wasn't the kind of church. It wasn't, you know, Holy Spirit filled. But I can remember knowing that God loved me.
Amen.
And I can remember feeling like I loved Him.
Amen.
Even though it was different from what I know now. But then around 12 years old, my husband's dad started having church services in a hotel room before we had our church. And so my dad started taking me there. And that was really where I got really introduced to the Lord, and that's where I got saved.
Beautiful.
And it was, you know, been a journey with the Lord ever since then, but that's when and where I got saved.
Amen. That was, look how he had you evenly yoked even back then.
Yes.
He was getting you prepared.
Yes, he was, Anna May.
Before we're just going to let you, talk what you want. I'd just like to say we've been blessed to graciously have you guys be a part of our church for four and a half months, and we just want to tell you that everything you just went through has encouraged all of us.
Amen.
I'm sorry you had to go through everything, but we got a great outcome, and you've encouraged all of us, and we just wanted to tell you that we love you and
Amen.
We appreciate you. And then whatever the Lord has laid upon your heart, we'd sure like you to share with us.
If we feel the same towards you all, Anna May. You all have actually a big part in our miracle and Krista's miracle.
Yes.
You have a big part in this. Just with faith and encouragement and prayer, the men have reached out to me here since day one. They've been men of faith.
Amen.
And spoke into my life and encouraged me with scripture. And they've gave to us financially and blessed us. And you all have been a huge part of this. And I know that the Lord sent us here.
Amen.
And when we decided to come to Scottsdale for treatments, we didn't know anybody here. We knew we were coming to Scottsdale, and that was it. We decided on a Thursday, And we left on a Saturday. We left our home where we've lived in for almost, 22 or 3 years. We've never left. And so it was a big decision. We were considering going to Germany. We were getting passports, and we were moving that direction because we were desperate. And at the midnight hour, the Lord opened a door for a clinic in Scottsdale. And then after he did that, we took a step through that door, and then another door opened, and another door. So I know, we know that the Lord opened a door for us to come here, not just for treatment, but to be an encouragement, and that you all would encourage us, because we needed the faith at that time. Yeah. That we needed the prayer of the believers to hold us up. So we know that the Lord led us to this place, and it's not over yet. I don't know what the Lord has in store, but you all have been just such a huge part of our lives for the last 4.5 months.
This has been a blessing to us. Yeah. You'll never know.
Yeah. Amen. Was that kind of scary when you decided to come out here and didn't know nobody?
Very scary.
Very scary. For me, yes.
Yes, definitely. You leave your, like Sam said, we never left.
Right.
All of our family is in our hometown. Literally, everybody's there. And so the thought of leaving home was scary, but we did have a peace, I will say that.
Yeah, we had peace.
Yeah, we had a peace.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Do you have anything laid on your heart you'd like to share with the people that's listening on the podcast?
There's a lot I'd like to say, but I know, we just have to choose a couple things and go with it. There's so much to say, but a couple times there was this, we would drive to the clinic from here in Chandler up to Scottsdale, and Krista knows this because we've seen it a few times ourselves. There would be a truck with a license plate, and interestingly enough, the truck with the license plate, the scripture it had on it was John 13:7. And you'll see here, I've got written Phoenix beside it. Okay, I'm going to tell you why. Because the scripture, now it didn't have the whole scripture on an anime, but it had just John 13:7. And what it says is, Jesus answered and said unto him, "What I do, thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter."
Wow.
And we've seen that license plate 2 or 3 times.
Yeah. Wow.
And we knew it wasn't a coincidence, but if we just felt the Lord saying, "I know you don't understand this now in your life. You don't understand now, but you will."
Amen.
You will. We see the here and now. Well, it seems like, we're like stuck in time, and just stuck in today and tomorrow. That's as far ahead as we can think. But the Lord is eternal.
Amen. Amen.
He's eternal. He's thinking ahead,
That's
and
right.
He's saying, "I know you don't understand now, but one day you're going to get it. One day you'll understand."
Hebrews 11:1 is the scripture to kind of answer that verse. Amen.
Yes, Hebrews 11:1. Yes.
Amen.
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 Praise God.
Amen.
Well, Ephesians 3:20 says he's able to do above and beyond what we know to ask or think. That's my goal to scripture, because sometimes in situations I go in prayer and I don't know what to ask really for that situation. And so I asked him what my measly mind knows. And when he answers it, I'm like, "Why didn't I think of that?" He goes above and beyond by the power of the Holy Spirit that worketh within us. Sam, it looks like you're ready to share something else with us.
Well, there's just a scripture here that now faith is the substance of things hoped for,
amen,
the evidence of things not seen.
Amen, brother.
Amen.
That's
amen.
What our faith, your faith, has made you whole.
Amen.
Because you couldn't see over that fence what God, by faith, took us to, the tomorrows that we didn't understand.
Amen. That's good.
So praise God.
Amen.
Daughter, he loves you.
Amen. Yes, he does.
Amen.
Yes, he does.
Well, you guys were an encouragement. You maybe didn't think it when you were going through, but to all of us, because I remember when we first met, remember we all went in that Sunday and we had lunch, and by nature, I'm a complainer. I complain a lot, and but no, it was like your faith didn't waver. you know, that was an encouragement to us. Like, you just, it was like you knew what you knew, and yes, you had to go through this, but that encouraged us that you hung on to your faith in the midst of the storm. Yes. And to see, amen, coming out on the other end of it, that, you know, you weren't crying and complaining. And you know, it would be easy to be that way and justified in what you were going through, but you were a tremendous encouragement, amen, both of you.
Amen.
To all the rest of us when you were going through this.
Do you have something else laid on your heart you'd like to share?
I know a couple scriptures that were really important for Krista through this time was, nothing is impossible.
Amen.
Luke 18, okay. 27, I think.
With man.
With what's impossible with man, Jesus said to, I think it was Jairus, what's impossible with man is possible with God.
Amen.
Amen.
So
amen.
When you're given a diagnosis and doctors tell you something is impossible, you cling to the word of God.
Amen.
You know,
amen.
And God is truly, he's faithful to his word, not, amen, because of me. It's just his mercy, and because he's faithful to who he is.
Amen.
Yes.
And truly the word of God has been our life source through this, because when you go through things, and you know the word says, let God be true and every man,
amen,
a liar.
Amen. I love that scripture.
So you know, you hear men say things to you, your own mind and your own flesh speaks to you, that Satan certainly speaks, you know, fear and worry and all these things, but the peace that comes with the word of God,
amen,
Uncle Bill, when you read it, because you know that it's true.
Amen.
You know that it can't fail. You know that God is not,
amen,
a man that he should lie.
Amen.
So you can believe every word that's in this book. You know, you,
amen,
can read, believe it. And so just knowing that Jesus said that when man says something's impossible, God says, wait a second.
Amen.
You know, I,
amen,
have the final,
yes,
say.
Amen.
And
amen.
So I've definitely clung to that. And then Mark, I can't remember if it's chapter 11, I'm not sure, but when Jesus said, do not be afraid, only believe.
Amen.
Amen. That's been another,
that's
scripture. You know, you can, a lot of things can bring fear to our life. It doesn't have to be a health issue, but it can be something with your children or,
that's right,
your finances or, you know, whatever it is in life. But Jesus clearly said, do not fear, only believe. And
beautiful.
So I've held on to that too.
Amen.
Many scriptures, how can you pick, you know, because, but his word is, it's life and it's health to our,
amen,
flesh.
Amen.
And I've truly found that to be very true in our lives,
amen,
especially in this season.
Well, it's important to know your word too,
amen,
so that you can apply it to your life. You,
yes,
know, it's very important.
And it's funny how when you can, a scripture, you probably knew them scriptures forever,
mm-hmm,
but they became new,
that's
and
right,
fresh.
Yes.
That's right.
In your time of need.
It's true.
It was like it was the first time you read it, because,
right,
it had a purpose in your life at that day, that time.
Well,
that's,
I was,
true,
saying to Sam this morning, there's different scriptures I found in my own walk with the Lord that are my favorite scriptures,
amen,
at different seasons.
Right.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
It's a good,
but,
way to put it. Yeah.
But so it's, you know, that's why whatever your need is, this is the answer. You,
amen,
know, the word of God is the answer.
Amen.
And just thank God for his Holy Spirit in our life, and, you know, the word of God, the peace of God, the love of God, the people of God. You know, where would we be,
amen,
without,
amen,
the Lord?
Let, amen, me ask you this, Kristen, Sam. If somebody's listening that maybe just got a bad report, whether it be illness or all the other things you mentioned, finance, whatever their problem is, and they were just getting into it, you know, that's the fear factor when,
yes,
it first happens. What would you suggest to them would be the thing to do to help get them through that situation?
For me, I would say, get into your word and,
mm-hmm,
see what does God say about who I am?
Amen.
What does he say about my future? You know, what does,
that's
he
good,
say is the truth over my life?
Amen.
And for me, that's what I would say. And hit your knees, you know, just confess your fears to the Lord, confess your need to the Lord, because he already knows it anyway.
Amen.
But, you know, something happens when we go to him in prayer, and,
mm-hmm,
and he does hear. His ear is not too dull to hear,
amen,
us. He,
amen,
hears us, and he's concerned, and he cares.
Amen.
What would you say, hon?
Yeah, I would agree with all that, and just slow down. and tap the brakes and go to the Lord. When man says something's impossible, that seems like what we've seen through this is when the word impossible is used, it seems like now you've got the right environment for a miracle Lord to step in.
That's
just
right.
when the doctors say or whatever the case may be, but since we're talking about a health scare or a health issue, when they say this can't be done or that can't be done, that's a perfect environment for the Lord to work, because now you're going to realize how much you need Him. Now
Amen.
You're going to realize how short Sam is going to come. My finances will run out. My strength will run out, but His never does. So just slow down and, like Krista said, get in the Word of God. Krista early on, and she still does to last night, she sleeps with she'll probably be embarrassed when I say this, but with her Bible on her chest.
Amen.
She sleeps with it.
Praise
Not
God.
It's just a it's more than just a book.
Amen.
It's alive.
Amen.
It's the Word
it's
of God,
and it is.
It's what we have.
Amen.
Oh. Amen. Amen.
Jesus told Satan something. When he come at Jesus, which should have been his lowest point, he hadn't had in 40 days, and he said, "If you're the Son of God," and he answered him, "Every word that comes out of the mouth of God." God gives us every word for every situation. It's alive, Amen. And it's a living word in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God.
Well, then we're going to ask you our question we asked. What is your vision for all our people in the future?
I guess it would be for what I would maybe even just say for myself, focus on the eternal. Take our eyes off of the here and now. I think Pastor said it this morning in church, to fix our eyes on that which is eternal.
Amen.
Not the here and not the now. Because, as believers, we know that this isn't what it's all about. It's not all about what we can get and, what all we can do here on earth, because this is going to change, it's all going to change. I think Pastor said that this morning, but Amen. Fix our eyes on that which is eternal.
Amen.
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 Amen. That's good.
God.
That's
Praise
good.
Amen.
How about you, Krista?
Yeah.
And like Sam said, fix your eyes on Jesus. He's the author and perfecter of our faith. And
Amen.
It's
Amen.
What we do for Him. It's what we do for Him while we're here. What we do with our time, with our resources,
Amen.
With the giftings that He's given us, with our family, with our children, with the people that He's placed in our life. That's what's going to make the difference. Eternally.
Amen.
So. Amen.
Amen. So listening to you, seeing born again believers go through this, and it would be much different if you wasn't saved.
I couldn't imagine it.
For sure.
So to the unsaved person that might be listening, do you want to give them a call of what in your heart to come to meet Him? What you feel, towards that?
I will say, when you you're 47 years old and you're given a diagnosis and told what I was told, if I didn't know the Lord, I'd be running scared.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be running scared. And I would just say to you, life is short. Mm-hmm. And we're not, even as believers, we're not promised tomorrow,
Amen.
So, there's a time when all of us will go to meet the Lord, and you can be going on with life, and you can think you're healthy as a horse, and you can think, everything's going good, but you never know when you'll get that, that news or that report that things might change for you.
Amen.
So get right with Jesus.
Yeah,
make
that's
it real
good.
With Jesus, because this world is not our home.
Amen.
And we have we're going to be eternally somewhere in heaven or hell.
That's
so
right.
Get right with Jesus. Make heaven your home. And I can promise you, your life is going to be better here while you're here with
Amen.
Jesus than it is without Him.
Amen.
So
Praise
how about
God.
You, hon?
Pastor said it this morning, the child of God is never without hope. The child of God is never hopeless. And if you don't know the Lord, you can become a child of God. You can Jesus said, he said in his word, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden. He said, I will give you rest.
Amen.
So I would just, if you don't know the Lord and you're facing a huge circumstance in your life, you need to come to the Lord. He's standing and with his arms wide open, and come to where the help is. Come to where his blood flows and it can still heal and help. And that's what he wants to do.
Amen. And sometimes, you know, whether you're a believer or not, nothing touches our life without going through the hand of God, you know. Mm-hmm. So Satan can't do anything to us without the Lord giving permission for him to do it, you know. So,
right.
But circumstances, sometimes those things can come into your life as an unbeliever because it's what God is using to get your attention.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So don't miss that moment with the Lord, you know? And even as a believer, we were praying this morning and you were thanking God for what we had been through, because we've even seen the Lord move in ways, you know, even through this anime,
yeah,
where he's, you know, shown us things, he's taught us things, Uncle Bill, he's, yes, you know, we've seen our kids come closer to the Lord, and mm-hmm, the Lord has just shined light on a lot of things. So nothing is ever meant for our harm or our destruction,
right,
you
amen
know.
Amen.
But
it was beautiful.
Amen.
Really good. And there are two catchphrases for me of the podcast is, impossible is the perfect environment for a miracle. And secondly, you said, Krista, life is short. And the minute you said that, what come to my spirit was, life is short, but the afterlife is eternal.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
You know?
Yes.
And both your testimonies has truly, truly blessed us.
Amen.
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 If you, do you just have anything else you want to add, or
you know, I do want to say something, Anna Maya, and it was the scripture. I think it's Psalm 119 where the psalmist wrote, "It was good that I was afflicted, because I had gone astray." And not that we're afflicted, but just the concept there. The Lord allows things in our life not to destroy us, not to bring us to nothing, not to waste our resources or just destroy us, but to draw us closer to him.
Amen.
I believe that he allows things in our lives to just to recognize our need for him. And so don't run from him. If you have something in your life, surrender to him, and he wants to help.
Amen.
Well, I guess this is the part of the podcast where we thank you guys for coming on. We thank you for everything you've done, and although I wished you'd have never went through it, I'm glad that if you did have to go through it, we got to fellowship with you through it, because you have truly touched our congregation.
Amen.
Once again, we appreciate you guys and love you, and we're going to miss you.
We're going to miss you, but we're happy you're getting back to your family and
your home.
Amen.
Well, that's our podcast for this week. Join us next Monday for the latest podcast, and remember, you can scroll down and listen to any that you missed. Please follow us on Spotify and tap the notification bell to have every new podcast loaded automatically. The Spotify app is free, and it makes it much easier. We will be posting new podcast links on New Life Church Facebook page every Monday. Thank you for listening, and we hope you listen next week. God bless.